This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, John. You know, we didn't get through everything that we tried to get through yesterday, so we're continuing. That's a first for us, isn't it?
the first for yesterday.
You know, John, at the top of the hour, we heard about HSBC, and I just want to make sure that if our class doesn't know what HSBC stands for, it stands for Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. So when you hear about HSBC, that's the full name. Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. That's not a joke. That's for real. You can look it up. And so, John, 3 days. It took 3 days for me to patch a front tire on our tractor because of the new and improved supply chain. I needed those patch plugs that I mentioned last time we talked, and I finally got them in and was able to get the tire patched. So 3 days of downtime as a farmer because I couldn't use a tractor because it had a flat tire. Yep. So where do you want to start today, John?
Well, I'd like to go ahead and start with employment. Friday was the monthly release of job information. And I don't want to spend much time on it because we know that they lie. The Bureau of Labor Statistics puts this out, so some people call it the BLS BS. I've got the link entitled, Should We Call It Fudge Factor Friday? Maybe it should even be the Federal First Friday Fable. I mean, it's... It's just a joke, but I just wanted to point out, I've got three articles there about it. In the first one, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a seasonal adjustment chart that's mostly blue with one red. And if you look in recent years from 2012 through 2015, the seasonal adjustment has been negative. And this time the seasonal adjustment was positive, and it was a positive much higher than we've seen, even going back to 2006 before the crisis happened. So there, you know, seasons to me, when I've done all my statistical research, the seasons stay, you know, constant for your for your data pool, but they don't go wandering around all over the place. On the next one, you have to scroll down. It's about the third chart down. It's entitled Employment Rate Divided by the Labor Force Participation Rate. And you get a chart that looks, you know, a little bit like, you know, when you see the, you know, TV shows and they got the the monitor there for the heart, and you're seeing the rhythm go by. It's got its ups and downs, and if you happen to notice, most of these when it has that shoot up, that's when you have recessions, and then it comes back down, then it shoots up again. Well, if you look at it, it's come back down. Now, looks to me probably a reasonable amount. Could possibly go down a little bit more, but it looks like it's getting close to doing its downward run compared to what we've seen in the past. And then when it does that uptick, that's when we are looking at recession. And this might be a good point of any to stop and talk about recession. I've seen a lot of things go on, and you know, whether that starts this year, I've seen other reports that it can't start any later than early 2017. That is not necessarily the same thing as the financial crash, but the recession, you know, once it officially begins, this is the one that we cannot recover from, because there's just nothing left to kick the can down the road. It gets to the point where it requires more than 100% of income, and that just doesn't work. And lastly, unemployment, the report, the new older normal, there's a myth out there that you know, seniors are retiring and leaving the labor force. Well, here out of the new jobs report, 259,000 of those went to people 55 to 69. A smaller amount, 28,000, went to people in their prime years, 25 to 54. And if you're in the 16 to 19 or 20 to 24 groups, you lost ground. I don't see anything good in that labor report. And then I just threw in one more that I happened to come across. UPS is to improve productivity, and they're doing this by fully automating 30 of their largest U.S. hubs. So when you say fully automate, you can translate that into being getting rid of workers.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was looking at this chart, John. June 2016 job additions and losses by age group, okay? And it's absolutely, this chart, if I'm reading this correctly, more than, I would say it looks like 60% of the jobs added were by those 55 to 69. And when you go to the Chinese factory outlet, that's really what you see. You see a bunch of seniors that are working there. And do you have a thought as to what this is? Is it because the younger people just can't make decisions that are needed to hold a job? Do you think it's just that these millennials are just not capable of holding jobs? Or do you have any thoughts as to what the cause might be?
I think that's part of the factor, is that when, you know, employers are hiring, they're looking at these older people are, you know, less into social media and have more of a work ethic, and they don't have to be babied as much. But on the other side, you know, Social Security is not keeping up with expenses, and they, you know, manipulate the factor that they use in deciding how much of a rate that the recipients get. And then even those people that did manage to save for retirement are being hammered, because you no longer get the good interest rates on the bonds. And yeah, just wait until the stock market corrects from all the QE that we've had. Even before that, back with 2007, 2008, when, you know, we had that downturn. I remember one of the people I worked with, you know, talking to somebody, and she was saying that her 401k is down 50%. You know, we used to talk about return on investment. It's getting to where it's more important to have return of investment. But even if you only get a return of your money, that means you're losing ground to inflation. And without that return, like I say, for example, if you manage to save $1 million in your retirement account and you get 5% interest, which is used to be a fairly low safe rate, that would earn you $50,000 a year without even touching what you'd saved. Well, now on the safe end, you're looking at maybe 0.5%. So instead of getting $50,000 a year, you're only getting 5. So you either have to dive into what you've saved, which decreases what you can possibly make in the future, or you go to work and make up the difference. And I think that's what we're seeing is people simply cannot retire. So they're, we don't even know the composition of this. They may be adding part-time jobs. They may be taking 2 or 3 part-time jobs. It's more jobs, right? It's all good.
Mm-hmm. John, I'm looking at, as you were saying this, I was thinking, so where are the jobs? So I went to the city of Springfield, Missouri, and I'm at Wikipedia right now, and I looked for the overview of statistics. So there are about 166,000 people who live in Springfield, Missouri. And let me just read you some of the employers. These are the top 12 employers in the city of Springfield, Missouri. Mercy Health System, okay, number 1. Cox Health System, number 2. Walmart, number 3. Springfield Public Schools, 4. Missouri State University, 5. So the top 5 are health, Walmart, public schools, and the university. That's the top 5. Now, if you continue down, Bass Pro Shops is number 6. The United States government is number 7. The 7th largest employer in Springfield, Missouri is the United States government. The 8th largest is the state of Missouri. 9 is Citizens Memorial Healthcare. 10, the 10th largest employer in the city of Springfield, Missouri, is the city of Springfield, Missouri. Number 11 is O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's a chain of auto parts stores. Number 12, Chase Card Services. It's unbelievable. So where's manufacturing? There is no manufacturing in the top 12 employers in the city of Springfield. Most of it is government, education, and health. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. And if you'd like to follow along in class today, just go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And please click on the news tab. John, please continue.
Well, because you made that side trip talking about who the larger employers in Springfield were, the education and, you know, whether it's public school or university that's public, all that's government when you look at the scheme of things. So I went ahead and pulled up the U.S. debt clock to see where things currently stand, and they're reporting U.S. GDP is, let's say, roughly $18.5 trillion. Federal, state, local spending, $6.8 trillion. Now, okay, let me do math in my head here on live radio. First off, we know that GDP is a faked number. There's hedonics and other fudge factors in there. So you can probably reduce that by about 20%, which means their GDP is really only roughly $15 trillion. Well, the government doesn't really produce anything on its own. It has to steal from others in order to do the spending. So if we, let me just round that for easy math. If we take $7 trillion from $15 trillion, that leaves $8 trillion that's attributable to the private sector. So the government needs to take nearly 7 of that $8 trillion from the private sector in order to do its spending. So we're getting very close to the government requiring 100%. Of course, they can't tax 100%. That's why debt's going up. And that gets into the first link in the financial section. More income, larger deficit. Federal tax receipts through July hit a record $2.67 trillion. However, they've also got a larger deficit, which is the second article, and they're looking at the deficit for this year. I read in another article today being pretty close to $600 billion, getting very close to a trillion again. And that just adds to the debt. And, of course, that's just the on-the-budget deficit. And, of course, that doesn't include all the spending. So we'll see at the end of the fiscal year what the total increase in debt is for the year. But so if the budget is $600 trillion, I'm saying $600 billion, it's probably going to be at least $800 billion by the time we get to the end of September there. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. But of course, the government is saying everything's great, and we're looking at sectors having problems. I've got the third link, our car sales driving off a cliff, and Ford warns is connected to this as well. Ford's having problems, and that wasn't enough. Scroll down here. Auto Nation is also having problems. And scrolling down a little bit, you get a chart showing auto loans owned and securitized. And you're looking at the top of the chart here, so it kind of exaggerates the move a little bit. But you can see where the level was, you know, before the financial crisis hit. Then that went down a bit. And now we're looking at total auto loans about 20% higher than what it was before we had the crash. And a good number of those are subprime loans. And in the Ford warrants, there's a chart, just U.S. inventory to auto sales ratio, and we're seeing that get up into the range where you typically would see a recession.
When we come back, John, I'd like to share with you what I experienced. I can connect a dot to exactly what you're saying about automobiles and light trucks. John Reagan's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
990-1243. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, John, I remember, a couple decades ago, being able to operate my motor vehicle, my car or truck, and drive it through a parking lot of a dealership, an automotive dealership. And there's plenty of room to, you know, drive around and look at the offerings on the lot, just, you know, by navigating the parking lot. Well, a couple days ago, Mrs. Finelli and I were in my truck, and we passed the parking lot, and I was thinking, wow, I don't think I could hardly get my, you know, standard size, regular cab, 8-foot-long pickup bed easily through that parking lot. There was, if they took a trade-in, I don't think there'd be a place to put that trade-in. It just, every single spot was packed. These dealerships are overloaded. The ones that I see around here in Missouri are overloaded with vehicles they're trying to sell. And so, as I might have mentioned, that the average or the manufacturer's suggested retail price of a basic Chevrolet pickup truck, a 1500 Silverado, the basic truck is $27,000. Then you have to add in about $1,700 in tax around here in Missouri, and then $1,000 to get it from the manufacturer over to the dealership. Now you're looking at, you know, $30,000 for a stripped truck. Now, if you want a nicely appointed truck, it's about $53,000. And I was chatting with our son, who borrowed my truck for a couple days because we're working on his Dodge Ram turbo diesel, because we're replacing some of the front end suspension parts, and we've got it taken apart. And I asked him, so how's my truck running? He said, no problems. It runs just fine. And he said, and the reason for that is there's not much to go wrong. It doesn't have power windows. It doesn't have power seats. It doesn't have dark tinted windows. It doesn't have Bluetooth. It doesn't have a deluxe stereo. Doesn't have carpeting. Doesn't have, you know, heated seats. Doesn't have a console. Doesn't have a lot of things. It doesn't have a lot of things that can go wrong. But, John, the point I'm trying to make is $30,000 for a stripped pickup truck with rubber floor mats. I'm not talking about mats on top of carpeting. I'm just talking about the metal floor is covered with some insulation and then a rubber mat, and that's it. $30,000 for a basic truck. So when we talk about inflation, there's just one prime example of inflation, because a pickup truck used to be less expensive than a car, you know, back in the 70s. Not the case anymore.
And keep in mind that those cars you see on the dealer lot, that dealer is having to pay interest on those cars.
Yeah, and that's another point. So when you go to buy a car or a truck, and you go to the lot and you say, well, looks like this one, you know, it's got rusty brake rotors. It looks like it's been here a long time. So you're thinking that, you know, they'd really like to sell that one because they've had it for about a year. Well, the fact of the matter is they're paying interest on that one that's been there a long time, for a long time. So it's actually cost more than the one they just got yesterday, you know, assuming that the same equipment is on those vehicles. So they've got to sell, if they're going to sell it based on what they paid for it, they're going to have to sell the old one for more than the one they just got. You're absolutely right.
Well, let me run quickly through the rest of the financial section here, and we can decide which ones to focus in on. Restaurants are losing business, you know, which is not good news too, because that's where a lot of the jobs have come from. Between that and healthcare, because of Obamacare, student loans, auto loans hit record highs, and credit card debt surges. If you remember, we talked about GDP increasing 50%, going from 0.8% in the first quarter to the pathetic 1.2% in the second quarter. Well, that's built on credit, which, you know, like I say, people are about tapped out on being able to pay their debt back. What taxes are saying, the U.S. has lost 195,000 good-paying energy industry jobs, and scrolling down to the second gray box there, it talks about July withheld receipts, that year over year, the amount that was withheld and sent into the IRS decreased by 1%. That should be quite telling right there. We don't hear about QE in the United States, but globally, central banks are pushing out $180 billion per month in quantitative easing. You multiply that times 12, it means that we're looking at on the order of $2 trillion a year just to have the prosperity that we're now seeing. MetLife misses and is going to have massive job cuts. And as we talked about with the senior citizens not being able to retire because of low interest rates, that hits insurance companies as well because they need return on investment just like pension funds do. So we're seeing that bubble up. Class A truck orders plunged to the lowest level since February of 2010. I would say that this is a leading indicator because if things were going well in transportation, they would be buying trucks to get ready. Since they're not buying, they're not seeing activity coming up in the future. And at the bottom of the stack, global trade is not growing slowly. It's not growing at all. And then that kind of raises questions on how is GDP really doing? Vincent?
Captain, as you were talking about the trucks, reminds me there's a truck dealership, the tractor part of tractor trailers, near Springfield, Missouri, and I pass it every once in a while, and the number of trucks seems to be growing and growing and growing. Every time I pass it, there are more trucks for sale than there were the last time. This has been going on for 8 to 10 years. That I've noticed, greater inventory of trucks for sale. Now, the parking lot is absolutely full. It doesn't seem like they could squeeze another tractor in there if they had to. And along the same route, Interstate 44, there are these parking spots for the trailer part of the tractor and trailer. And the back doors are open for ventilation. And there are hundreds of these empty trailers just sitting there, waiting to be deployed or used. It seems like we've got more empty tractor trailers, the trailer part, and we have more tractors for sale that aren't being sold, and we have more cars available for sale that aren't being sold. So I think you're absolutely right. This is a leading indicator. That was one comment, one connecting of the dots. Now, when we get to the restaurants, I think that is also a leading indicator. I don't remember what I was taught in finance and economics class, whether restaurants were a leading indicator or not. I have a feeling that they are a leading indicator. But the point I'm trying to make is, I think because of the cost that of of labor in restaurants rising, I think because of the cost that labor is rising at restaurants and the cost of food for us at the supermarket and grocery store isn't rising quite as fast, people are choosing to keep that delta and stay home and eat. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, and the restaurants are experiencing the increase in food prices as well. So they got the double whammy of increased food price plus the increased labor price, especially in those areas that are getting the $15 minimum wage, and the choices are is to raise the prices, lay people off, or close. It's none of it's really a good option.
I remember there's a Waffle House. I don't know if that's the name of the restaurant in Springfield, but there's this great big sign that said $2.99. So you could have waffles for $2.99, and it seemed to jump in one big jump from $2.99 to $4.99. That's a huge, huge jump. However, $4.99 for what one might consider a meal without a beverage is low, because most meals, if you want to go get a hamburger somewhere, you know, I'm not talking about McDonald's, but if you want to go to a restaurant that serves hamburgers, you're probably not going to get out of there for less than $10. So the $5, you know, Waffle House is probably an economic bargain. It may not be a food, you know, quality bargain, but in terms of dollars spent, you can get out of there with less Federal Reserve notes being spent than if you go to a hamburger joint or some other restaurant. But, you know, John, I remember taking Mrs. Finelli to my favorite Italian restaurant years ago. I'm talking, in the 70s. And you could have spaghetti and meat sauce for $1.85. And it came with bread, fresh baked bread, Italian bread, and pickled tomatoes, all for $1.85. And I don't think that if that were available today, it would be any less than maybe $11 or $12. So I see inflation, I see it hurting Americans, and I see us going out less. And I don't know if it's because of the nose rings and the tongue, I don't know what you'd call those things that are put in a person's tongue, and the piercings that I see, and the tattoos, and the branding, and these hoops that are stuck in earlobes, that grosses me out so much that I don't want to go to restaurants anymore. I don't know if it's that so much, or the rising prices of restaurants, or a combination of all of that, but I just don't feel like going to them anymore. I really don't. And, you know, I'll look at Mrs. Finelli. We'll be in the truck, and we'll be out in Springfield and going shopping. It'll be 2 o'clock, and we're a little hungry. And we'll say, hey, are you hungry? Yeah. Let's go home. You know, let's spend another hour in the truck, and we'll go home and have something good to eat. John Reagan, I'll be right back.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God, you're.
When you go to the
season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Now, John, yesterday we talked about this Kansas state legislator's son. He was 10 years old. He was decapitated when he was thrown through a raft harness into a safety net before plunging 50 feet down the world's tallest water slide. And we talked about, you know, why subject yourself to that? And, you know, if you look at the picture of this young 10-year-old before he was killed, he's beaming with joy. He's standing with his father, who's beaming with joy, and now the young man is dead. And he was on this tall water slide, and I'm sure his father, and he thought everything was going to be fine as he was climbing up to take the ride down the slide. So, a word of caution, why do that? You know, and then, of course, in Tennessee, there was a Ferris wheel, and some young people were in it, and they were rocking their, what would you call it, their basket that they were riding in. They were rocking it pretty hard, and three girls fell. I don't know what if they're alive or not, but why do this? Why risk being injured for a few minutes of thrill? Makes no sense to me. John?
Well, are you ready for some spy tech to close the show?
I am. I'm ready.
Okay. the first three I'm just going to cover quickly, and then we'll finish up with the Google patent that includes spy toilets. You've probably, if you use debit or credit cards, you've probably received one of those new cards that has the EMV gold chip on it that you have to insert into the reader instead of swipe your card. Well, it turns out that credit card thieves can rewrite the magstrip code to make it appear like it's a chipless card. So you still don't want those things to go outside your possession, or be careful when you're using them in devices that don't require the chip. Make sure there's not a skimmer there. And the second one, which is even scarier, there's gas stations here in the Dallas area, and these are major stations like Exxon and 7-Eleven on busy streets. It turns out that these credit card skimming equipment's actually inside the pump. So you can inspect the pump, not see a thing, and you're still subject to having your credit card information stolen. And to me, that, some pun intended, looks like an inside job. We've got hackers hijacking Jeeps again, and did you want breaks with that or not? But now that with Obamacare, where your health is a matter of national security, here comes the the surveillance of everything else. Google patent basically makes your bathroom, Spy Central, does everything from analyze your poop to having an ultrasonic bathtub that does internal scans. The mirror checks out things like your skin color and other things that it can tell visibly. So you think the tracking is bad now, just wait until you are required to have these devices in your house. Vincent?
Reminds me of a call I got from someone who listened to this broadcast, and he purchased a BMW Z. And he was telling me that he had 1,800 miles on it, and he went to, in 3 years, a little over 4 years, and had a 4-year warranty on it, 1,800 miles. And the steering failed. And the steering was a computer-controlled steering system where the steering wheel was actually connected to what would be like a volume control on a stereo. And then the movement of the wheels, the front wheels, was done via servo, so it was computer-controlled. The point is, it's not the old system where you have mechanical linkage. I do not want to have a vehicle that has a steering system that is computer controlled that can be hacked. I do not want to have a braking system that can be hacked by someone riding along next to me by saying, let me just turn off those brakes. You're absolutely right, John. I am concerned about it, and I'm not participating in it. I'm just going to drive old jalopies until I can't get any more of them. John Reagan's been with us. Thank you so much, John. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.